More Living with Jim Brogan, heard every Saturday from 9 till 10 and 3 until 4 o'clock here on News Talk 98.7. He is with Brogan Financial, and he joins us now. Jim, good morning, sir. How are you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Bob. It's great to be back with you. I've gotten back from spring break, and it's just beautiful here in Knoxville.
Oh, we got lucky, didn't we? Well, you heard me ask the question that we're going to get into next hour, but are you a vacation gift buyer for friends and family that aren't able to go with you?
A vacation gift buyer?
Yeah, do you buy vacation gifts?
Well, I only do that when I go somewhere without my daughters.
Okay.
If I go somewhere without my daughters, I'll oftentimes get each of them something. I'll get my wife something, like if I'm going on a business trip. But usually vacations, we're with our kids. But Phoebe and I go by ourselves, we'll usually get something for our kids.
All right. See, I'm starting to feel a little guilty because I didn't buy any gifts on my recent vacation. But hey. All right, so boy, we got a lot going on these days, Jim, with the Joe Biden administration, President Biden there, national debt, unheard of levels these days. What things are sticking out to you about where we are as a country financially?
Well, we can't continue down the path indefinitely. So, I'm not saying that a lot of this relief is not necessary and needed, because it certainly has been. We could probably argue about where the dollars are going. It could be more targeted. But we needed relief to get us through this pandemic. The issue is unwind it all at some point. So the extra debt we're accumulating, how do you unwind that? And then all of the actions of the Federal Reserve, which is putting more money into the economy, more cash, at some point that's got to be unwound. We're already seeing prices in some areas skyrocket, lumber costs for those that are wanting to build homes or do improvements. There are a lot of areas where prices are really skyrocketing. So then how do you pull all this back? And that's going to be a challenge in the long term, I think.
What is the long term when you say we got to start unwinding this? Is that a year? Is it 5 years? Is it next month? What does that look like?
That's a great question, Bob. I don't think it's next month or even next year. I think it's within 2 to 5 years. Now, how quickly it gets unwound could end up being impacted by the makeup in Washington. And when I say unwound, there's different ways to do it. I mean, there's the old quote, I don't remember who said it, that said, nothing's more permanent than a temporary government program. And so I guess what I mean by that is I don't know that they're going to rein in the spending. They'll stop doing additional stimulus at some point to get us through the pandemic, but then we have this extra debt. So I think the most logical thing, first thing, is tax increases. We already have a tax increase on the books for 2026. And, of course, the Biden plan is talking about other tax increases before then.
So as you read up on those potential tax increases, how are you factoring those into your recommendations that you make for a lot of your clients?
I think it's understanding that if we look at the context of U.S. history, we're in a very low tax environment today in terms of federal income tax. It doesn't seem like it because we have property tax, we have sales taxes, we have fuel taxes. Every time we turn around, we're paying taxes, but if you really look at federal tax rates, since 1986, we've been, if you compare where we've been historically prior to 86 with what we've been since 1986, our federal income tax rates are low. And we have a mountain of debt. So, we're going to owe more than 125% debt to GDP by the end of this year. So, it's just understanding the reality that we have some opportunities now. It's likely taxes are going up in the future. It's likely they'll go up dramatically. And we need to be taking advantage of these low tax rates while we can.
What are some of the hidden increases regarding taxes that you've seen that might happen that most people just don't know about?
Well, so for example, Bob, in the American Rescue Act, they are now going to start putting new thresholds on the gig economy, on gig workers. Like if you're doing things self-employed or you're selling things on eBay or on Poshmark, it used to be in the past there was a $20,000 threshold before you get a 1099. Now it's going to be going down to $600.
Wow, that's
so
huge.
It is huge. So in 2022, if you're a gig worker, that's the case. But starting in 2023, Bob, if you just like to sell things on eBay or Poshmark, you're going to get a big surprise if you get more than $600 for the whole year. And so these are ways where things kind of slip in. You know, our Medicare premium increases. The way our Social Security income is taxed is likely to change in the future, I think. So there are ways we get these hidden tax increases, and they're not called tax increases, but yet they are. And so, we just have to be aware of what's going on around us, and we need to take initiative in looking forward and implementing a tax plan where we, you know, say, how much tax am I paying today and how much tax might I pay tomorrow? And you be intentional about those things.
Sure. How do we take advantage of the low-income tax rates that are with us today before they expire?
I think there's a couple of things. One is Roth conversion, taking advantage of Roth IRAs. Now, don't overdo that. You know, if you're an older worker, you know, the last 10 years before retirement, you're going to be in the highest peak earning years of your life. And if your taxes may go up in the future, but if your taxable income is going to go way down, that doesn't mean a Roth makes a lot of sense. But Roth, you know, you really need to look at that. What is your income now? What's it likely to be in retirement? And you may be able to take advantage of Roth where you pay the income tax now. And then in the future, you know, it's tax-free, and you're kind of hedging income taxes. Also, one of the greatest things, Bob, that the IRS has ever given us, or Congress has ever given us with the Internal Revenue Code, is the tax rate on long-term capital gains. You know, we have a 0% tax rate on long-term gains. Then it's 15%, and then 18.8%, it goes on up. But for almost all taxpayers, the long-term capital gains tax rate is much more advantageous than ordinary income. But a lot of people in their investment planning don't even have the ability to take advantage of long-term capital gains because, you know, retirement accounts, you don't get that tax treatment. Everything coming out is ordinary income. So it's being intentional about how you structure investments to be able to do things like take advantage of long-term gains and then, you know, taking advantage of gains and losses when it makes sense late in the year, because we don't know. I mean, Joe Biden has talked about taxing long-term gains differently if you make over $1 million. And that's easy to say, well, yeah, that's not going to have a big impact on everybody. But, you know, once you open up Pandora's box and you start taxing, removing the incentive for long-term capital investment, it can be a very slippery slope.
Jim, do you have a source or a couple of sources you could share with us where you get information about potential tax increases and just you're able to keep an eye on these types of things? Or is it just hard to find this information?
No, absolutely, Bob. We've got a special complimentary webinar that's live tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, 7 to 7:30, just 30 minutes. And it's Tax Planning in the New Age. So it's looking at 2021 and moving forward for the next decade. And listeners can register for that webinar by going to BroganFinancial.com and click on webinar. They can, on the webinars tab, they can also always call our office at 862-6800. In 30 minutes, I'm going to kind of, in a nutshell, hit as much as I can about, hey, what's the issue? Where are we likely headed? And what can you be doing today to reduce your income taxes, which for almost all of us, Bob, is the largest expense we'll ever have in our lifetimes.
Mm. Well, and I'm sure you've got some adult education classes coming up again down the road, and I just really salute you and your team there at Brogan Financial on the way you've really started jumping on and getting information out there through the digital means, like this Tax Planning in the New Age, which is a live webinar. It's free, so salute to you all, Jim, for getting that information out there and making it very easy to access.
Thank you, Bob. It's always great to get out information to help people take prudent decisions that can impact the quality of their lives.